Shir Mamchas, name base, Beis Thomas.
The Gemara said, Svarua, Mai lachulin, loy lachulin, lehevi el korba. The nether of the Mishnah is the person said, Lachulin shoicha, lechulin shoicha lecho. So we say, Loichulin, el korban. He said, Loichulin shoicha lecho. He means that it will be a korban. Frey the Gemara, Mani masnisini, Rab Meir, Lesle, Michalabat Hashemayain. That man Rab Meir, Oimer, Kotnai, Sheinik, Etnai, Bne Godu, Bne Reu, Bne Ein Etnai. Mor Elo Rab Yudai, and the Gemara, Frey the Kash, Ein the Sefer, Rab Yudai, Mor Oimer, Shalim, Noam Aklum. The Sefer Rabbi Yudai Reish Elav Rabbi Yudai. So let me send the Seder HaGemore bePshat. The Gemore understands Pshat in the Mishnah that the Chalois Neder of the Mishnah is even that he said Loi Chulin Shoi Chalecho, it's Kielu he said Korban. He never spoke out the word Korban. He said Loi Chulin Shoi Chalecho. Michlala Vata Shemei Loi Chulin Shoi Chalecho Elo Korban. Not chulin, what I will eat. So what is not chulin? It's korban. So michla lava tashimei ha'ein. That when he says loy chulin, it means korban. Frag the Gemara, mani masnisin. The loyki Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds michla lava iya tashimei ha'ein. What is the raya that Rab Meir holds michla lava iya tashimei ha'ein? Because Rab Meir said that you have to have a tnai kofun. Why you have to have a tnai kofun? Say, if you give me money, you mekudeshes. And we understand. And if not, not. Why you have to say if not not? Vayistoyz bichlalav yata shemayel. Elo mani Rabbi Yuda that doesn't know that you have to have mishpatat noim. He doesn't have to have a tnai kofun. Is it right that he doesn't that he holds bichlalav yata shemayel? So you don't have to have a tnai kofun. For the Gemara, the Sefer Rabbi Yuda, Reishelav Rabbi Yuda, and the Gemara Kula Rabbi Yuda. This is the sugya of Gemara. And we started yesterday, and I want to be maimid the dvorim. It's two ikore dvorim how to learn the sugya. The first way we mentioned Reb Elchanan gifrekt Reb Chaim. The Gemara says that why it's a neder, because when he says loy chulin shoicha lecho, he means korban. Loy chulin shoicha lecho, he means korban. Frag the Gemara, it's michla lava tashumayin, it's the loy ki Rab Meir. Why Rab Meir holds michla lava iya tashumayin? Why? Because Rab Meir holds you have to have it, tnai kofun. Then you don't have to have a tnai kofun. So we mentioned that Rebbe Chanan asked Reb Chaim, what is the kash? Maybe michla lav atashimeyahin. Reb Meir holds, you have to have tnai kofun, but does his mishpatat noim? He brings the Balamoyer. The Balamoyer learns why Reb Meir needs mishpatat noim. Not because we don't know what the person means. We know what the person means. No, the gzeras hakosuv is five mishpatat noim heim koydim lelav yesh li b'shliach. So one of them is tnai sheyochel iskayim. You have to have a tnai sheyochel iskayim. If you don't have a tnai sheyochel iskayim, it doesn't work. So val, you have to have a tnai sheyochel iskayim. One of the tnoim is that you have to have a tnai kofun. What is the shaychus to nedorim? Nedorim is not tnoim. Here is a poshta neder. Lachulin shoicha lecho. Chlalav atashimei ha'ein. Where you see in Rab Meir that Rab Meir holds that michlalav iya atashimei ha'ein? Why? Because he says you have to have a tnai kofun. The Balamoyer explained that even if you don't have a tnai kofun, we know exactly what you mean. You mean, if you give me money, I'm your husband, and if not, not. If you give me money, I'm your wife, and if not, not. I'm making a tnai. So why you have to have mishpatat noim, gzeras hakosuv? This is the tzur of the mishpatat noim. No. What is the shaychus to nedorim? As Rebbe Elchanan and Ois Tov Reish Lamed Zayin Alefi, the Balamoyer, that avada, we know what the person wants. No, it's a ding, gzeras hakosuv, mi mishpatat noim. To have a double tzachtnai, ma inyan zele nedorim, nedorim, lo yichulin, I know that it's a korban. So Reb Chaim answered him, very glad. Avada, pum fakert. It's very gishmak only lefi the Balamoyer. Avada, we know what the person wants, there's no shaila about it. So why you have to have a tnai kofun? You have to have mishpatat noim to double. Rabbi Yudah holds, you don't have to have mishpatat noim. Rabbi Meir holds, you have to have. If michla lav atashimei ha'ein, so he doubled. Michla lav atashimei ha'ein. When he said, if you give me money, I'm marrying you, it means that if not, not. So it's keilu she said it. So we have a Tnai Kofel. From the fact that it's Exeris HaKosu that you need a Tnai Kofel, Vais Toiz Michalav Yata Shoymeyahem. And Reb Chaim was Medayik. How do we know what the person wants? The Shal is Michalav Yata Shoymeyahem or Michalav Yata Shoymeyahem. You know what the person wants or you don't know what the person wants. So Mele, this is the Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yudah. Rav Meir holds Michalav Yata Shoymeyahem. This is the reason you have a Tnai Kofel. The Meile Zog the Gemara ben Adorim the same thing. As a deal levate besfasayim, we know that he wants to aser the chayfetz. If michlalav at Hashem ayayin, he said a neder. If michlalav iat Hashem ayayin, even though we know what he wants, but he didn't speak out the neder. So the Meile we don't have a neder. So this is what Rebbe Elchanan said b'shem Reb Chaim, a glat pshat in the Gemara. And the Mishnah states lachulin lo'icha lecho, and the Meile the Gemara says it's a neder. Why? Because he meant korban. Lo'ichulin means a korban. Frek the Gemara, lachulin means a korban, it means b'chlal av at Hashem ayayin. So lo'i ki Rab Meir, Rab Meir holds b'chlal av yat Hashem ayayin. Because if Rab Meir would hold b'chlal av at Hashem ayayin, you would not have to have a tnai kofel. Because I would know what a person wants. And if Rav Meir holds, you have to have a Tnai Kofel, Vais Toiz Michalav Yat Hashemayin. So why the neder is a neder? Thus he given the pshat from Reb Chaim, when Reb Elchanan brings down b'shem Reb Chaim. And we explained it yesterday, I think it's very clear, everyone understands it. Clear? And then we have one hour. We asked yesterday. Even in the Dorim, if we say that for sure we know what the person wants, and in the Dorim is a din levata b'sfasayim, but Yodis is enough. And the Dorim, you don't have to say the whole nether. It's enough you say a part of the nether. Things that we understand the nether. So what is the Teir of Reb Chaim? Avada, we know what he wants. Saibe the Dorim, Saibe, Tznoim, we know what he wants. Those Exeras HaKosuv, you have to have a Tnai Kofel. As Ezek Devalamar, we have to double. So what is Shach the Dorim? But the Dorim didn't talk. If it's called double, it means he talked, so it's good in the Dorim. If it's not good in the Dorim, it's not good in the Tnoim. So Mil Rav Meir holds it's not good in the Tnoim, it's not good in the Dorim. Rav Yudah holds that it's good in the Tnoim, it's good in the Dorim. Freit on the Shaila, the Mishnah Melech, but Techa Dvorim asks the discussion. Maybe it will help Mitzad Yad. If we know what he wants. And we mentioned yesterday that maybe this person doesn't want the Yad, he made a full Neder, he finished Dvorov. This is what we spoke of yesterday. I want to go to the second part. Lefi de mahalach of Reb Chaim. Before we shlong Reb Chaim, lefi de mahalach of Reb Chaim. So the Gemara is svaru amay lachulin loichulin alakorban michalav at Hashem ayin. This is the pshat in the Mishnah. It's called that he spoke out of neder. Frey the Gemara amani maslis in the loike Rab Meir because Rab Meir holds you have to have a tnai kofel, and if michalav at Hashem ayin, it's kofel. So the fact that Rab Meir holds the gzeras hakosu that you have to have a tnai kofel is the ray michalav I at Hashem ayin. So the Gemara amani maslis in Rab Yudah. No, where you see in Rabbi Yude that Rabbi Yude holds that Michlal Lavat Hashem Ayin? Where you see in Rabbi Yude that Michlal Lavat Hashem Ayin? Rabbi Meir holds Michlal Lav Iyat Hashem Ayin because if at Hashem Ayin, you would not need a Tnai Kofel. Where you see in Rabbi Yude that Rabbi Yude holds that Michlal Lavat Hashem Ayin? Avu state in Rabbi Yude that Michlal Lavat Hashem Ayin? Where you see in Rabbi Yudah Michlal Lav at Hashem Ayin? Don't miss the answer. What is the answer? Be pashtus. Try the answer. What? What? Maybe he holds you don't need Mishpatei Atnoim. Again, Rabbi Yudah doesn't hold you need Mishpatei Atnoim. All the five you don't need. Rabbi Meir holds Kol Tnai. We learn out Tnoim from Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. They said, Hen, Lav, Kofel. Rabbi Yudah, we don't learn. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make it very stark with Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. After the story of the Meraglim, he doubled Tzach and he yelled at him, if yes, yes, and if not, not. And he was Mikal, all the Zach and all. But a normal Tnai, if I make a Tnai, it works. So Rabbi Yudah holds, you don't have to have Mishpatei Atnoim. Where you found in Rabbi Yudah that he holds, Nichlal Lav at Hashem Ayin? Where you find in Rabbi Yudah Nichlal Lav at Hashem Ayin? I'm explaining. Before we understood the sugya, someone learned the sugya stam. So what Rabbi Meir holds, we don't know what the person means. Rabbi Yudah holds, we know what the person means. But it's not the noise of the sugya. The noise of the sugya, we know what the person wants. No, boss, but the dorim is a din levata besfosayim, and in mishpatei atnoim is a din to make a double tnai. And if Rav Meir holds that you have to have Tnei Kofel, it means that Michlalav, you're not Shimeyahin. And if you're Rav Yehuda, you're Shimeyahin. Bemele, you don't need a Tnei Kofel. And Bemele, Ben Adorim, it will work. Frektzach Dekash, what is the Raya? Maybe Rav Yehuda holds there's no Din Mishpate Atnoim. Bemele, you don't need a Tnei Kofel. But there's no Din Mishpate Atnoim. You don't need Av of Megod of Meiruven. But where you found in Rav Yehuda, that he holds that Michla Lav Atov Shoymeyahin. Kiilu, he said it. Where you found it in Rabbi Yehuda? Where you found it in Rabbi Yehuda? Michla Lav Atov Shoymeyahin. How you didn't pshat the Gemara? Pshat. Homani Rabbi Yehuda hi. Zog deran, who is Rabbi Yehuda? The Omar. בפרק של הרגע במועצת שם ומשונת עוד לא יבוא את מהקופון. You don't need nothing לפי רב יהודה. אלא אמרין על מכללה ואתה שימי העין. No. He holds. You don't need a double tonight. Where you found in רב יהודה that he holds על מכללה ואתה שימי העין? הרי we know what he wants even בעל מכללה ואתה שימי העין. שזה רב מאיר זה כזה עשה כל סוף to double. And because it's a din to double, so if רב מאיר holds you need to double, why says אי אתה שימי העין? Bemele Nedorim, it's not called Yulevata Bisposai. If you're Rabbi Yudah, it's called Shimea. Bemele, it's called Levata. It's not called Shimea. Just Rabbi Yudah doesn't have to help. Bemishmete Atnoi. This is a Kushi Chamura Meoi. Rabbi Lchonu was misalim from this Kashe. The Stipler written the whole semen to try to miyash the Kashe. He said a very, very Shvach Eteretz. A very, very Shvach Eteretz. Lechoyim Rakushi, a very, very Shvach Eteretz. We'll say it over to start. Zog the Stipler, Einachanami. We have to say that the Gemara understands misvora that michla alav atashimei hein, that everyone learns michla alav atashimei hein. Misvora, if a person, I explained it yesterday a little bit, I give it. What is the svora? A person says, I'm not getting up early. It means he's getting up late. I'm not going. It means he's staying, right? No, he says he's not going. He didn't say he's staying. He said, not permitted means no. Lo yichulin means go. The Gemara understands misvora michla alav atashimei hein. Why not? Why Michlalav Iyat Hashimayin? Because it's a Gzeira Sakosu to double the Tanai. So Rav Meir holds Michlalav Iyat Hashimayin. That is a Gzeira Sakosu to double the Tanai. But if it's no Gzeira Sakosu, Hodar Dine that Misvore Michlalav Iyat Hashimayin. This is Rebel Chonos Pshat Lefi Reb Chaim Al Derech Haran V'Doichak. So again, let me have it as clear. Lefi Reb Chaim Al Ibn Rebel Chonon, the Gemara is like this. The Gemara understands that the Mishnah is working mitzad Michlalav at Hashimayim because it's a din and nedorim levata besfosayim. Yodos, we'll have to give a etze. Frank the Gemara, Rab Meir doesn't hold from it. Because if he would hold from it, it would be considered that he made it tnai kofel, even as a gzeres akosu to double tzach, or if Michlalav at Hashimayim, see he's double tzach. Zog the Gemara, Mani Rab Yudai. Where's the Rab Yudai? Where's the Rab Yudai? It's not Rab Yudai. The Teretz is, no, everyone holds Be'etzi Michalav at Hashimahim. Why? Because Misvor Michalav. Only Rab Meir that had a posuk that you have to have it in a kovul, we have a raya that he doesn't hold for Michalav at Hashimahim. Or Bechutz from that raya, everyone holds Michalav at Hashimahim. Ve'ishvach. 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 Zog Rav Nochem, the Rosh had this kasha shver, and the Rosh came to answer. It's a couple words in the Rosh answers. Look, we'll read the Rosh together. The Rosh is learning the sugi like Reb Chaim. It's only 10 lines, the ganze Rosh. Kol t'nai she'enu k'tnai b'negodu bin Reuven en t'nai, afal gav, de beloi k'feile, have a mashmat noe. We know what he wants. Aber is a din, you have to koifel. Elo Rab Yudahi, look in the Rosh inside. Elo Rab Yudahi, who is the Rab Yudahi? The who bar plukta the Rab Meir b'chol mokim. What the Rosh? What the Rosh is saying? You know who is it? It's Rab Yudah. And every time he's cholek on Rab Meir. So first Rab Kiveiger says it's wrong. Not every time Rab Yudah. Every Rab Meir Rab Yudah starts says like this. You open a Mishnah and it does and says that someone is cholek on Rab Meir and it doesn't say the name, you could assume it's Rab Yudah. Over here, the Ran brings down Rab Chanina is cholek on Rab Meir. Every time we have two people are cholek on Rab Meir, so Rab Yudah is also on the other side. But everything with Rab Meir said, Rab Yudah says no. It means when there's a storm in the Gemara, you say that Rab Yudah is against. Look in the Ran. Ran like the Kashe, say Rab Chanina, zog the Ran. You're right that I could say Rab Chanina, but I prefer to say Rab Yudah because he's ready in the safe here. But the Rosh says, you know why we decide Rabbi Yehuda? Because every time he's choylek on Rabbi Meir. Every time he's choylek. For example, Kibbe Heger, it's not true. As if Frank Kibbe Heger. So this episode in Teisa Rosh, Zog Rabbi Nochem, very glad. The Rosh had a kasher. Avu shteiten Rabbi Yehuda that michlal labat ha-shilmei ha-ein. What you don't need at night kofful, it's not a riot. It's not a riot. Why? Maybe you don't need a tnai kofful. It's not mishpatei atnoim. But michla alav, iot ha-shilmei ha-ein. Where it says in Rabbi Yehuda in the Shas that michla alav at ha-shilmei ha-ein. You know what the Rosh answered? Nowhere. You know where is the Rabbi Yehuda? Our Mishnah. Not the Sefer. It says in the Mishnah that michla alav at ha-shilmei ha-ein. As the Loik Rabbi Meir. Every time the Loik Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Yehuda. This is what the Gemara means. Frey the Gemara, the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Elam Rabbi Yehuda. So we have, the Rosh is playing in Pshat. Again, Michlal. That, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Rod Michalav at Hashemayin. I at Hashemayin. Who is the Mishneh? The Mishneh has to hold Michalav at Hashemayin. Michalav at Hashemayin. And this is what the Mishneh has to hold? Michalav at Hashemayin. For the Gemara, who will hold it? So the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Hainu, not we bring a Rabbi Yehuda from somewhere else. It's Rabbi Yehuda the Hainu. The Gemara says, it can't be Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir holds b'chalav i'at ha-shemayin. So the Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yehuda. Nowhere. Because Rabbi Yehuda, every time when you start, you say it's Rabbi Yehuda. For the Gemara, me the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Elam Rabbi Yehuda. So the Vayil, we're going with Reb Chaim's pshat. That again, Avada, we know what the person wants. And the noise of the sugi is, if Nichlalav atoshimeyain, it's considered that he spoke out the nether or he didn't speak out the nether. Frag the Gemara, if it says in the Mishnah that it works, it's shimeyain. It's the loike Rab Meir. Why is the loike Rab Meir? Because Rab Meir holds the Mishpatei Atnoim. But if it be shimeyain, you would have the Mishpatei Atnoim. So the Gemara, Mani Rab Yudai, that doesn't offer Mishpatei Atnoim. Say that he doesn't offer Mishpatei Atnoim. How you know that he holds Michalav atoshimeyain? So in the round we had to answer a stipe, so doicha, kasvore. The Rosh came to answer this kasha. The Rosh came to answer this kasha. Ein echanami, we don't have a mocker for Rabbi Yehuda. We mean, someone has to be chalik on Rabbi Meir. So who it is? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Azei Reb Nochem was maimi the dvorim. And this is one pshat. And it's a givaldike pshat, chutz from the defeat of Ran, it's a doicha. This is very schwach, I think it's very schwach. The stipe is very schwach. Omani Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only said he don't need Mishpatei Atnoim. Avu shteit shumei, vei shva. And also we had a kasha, was with Yodis. The Maisa, we know the guy wants a neder. Zadin levata bisfosayim. Avu was with Yodis. Well, we left these kashas on the side. This is Mahalach Aleph. Kunt Rebel Chonon and Koivetz Shiyurim of Basra Ois Tof Lamed Ches. And he says, it's a very nice tale from Reb Chaim, but not Bedas Aran. Why? The Ran says in Gittin a Yisrael. All of the Mishpatei Atnoim only apply when a person, the Moshe says, "Areat mekudeshes li, if I will give you more Saim Zuz." So I have to say, and if not, not. Right? And Osit, I'm doing something with a Tnai. I have to make the Tnai double Tzach. What if I say, "Areat mekudeshes li, if it rained yesterday?" I have to say, and if not, not. Leshova. What? Leshova. Not Nagia Me'achshav. Me'achshav, it could be even Al Osid. If you're giving me a Saim Zuz, Me'achshav. This is one thing. I said again, Ken Zain Yeh, Ken Zain Nish. Me'achshav means I'm doing a potential Tanai and I'm saying Me'achshav. Not potential, I'm speaking on pass. I don't know if it's mad, I don't know if it's yes. The Ran says that what a beef is Lashava. If it rained, Arad Mikudeshes. If it rained, Arad Mikudeshes. Zog the Ran, you don't need Mishpatei Atnoim. Even so, Zog the Gemore, as the Ran says that is a Gemore, one of the conditions you need to have, Tnai Koful. Dahainu, you have to say, if it rained, yes, and if not, not. You don't have to say, Hein Koidim Lelav, you don't have to say, Isa B'Shliach. But you have to have one condition. This is the Ran. Look in Rebbe Chanan inside. Os tof lamed ches. Abel b'chidush ha'aran b'gitin memov gabay amoyitzi ishna mishum ha'edah rameir b'inan dekafle v'hikshom ma'ishnot na'i kofun mikol din etznoim deloi b'inan noche v'tirets de betnai dele le'ovar loi b'inan din etznai klal. So why you need a tnai kofun? So why you need a tnai kofun? ומכל מקום סביר אלה לרב מאיר דבאינן כפילה. Why? Because if it's not כפול, משום מכלליו, אי אתה שמע אין. If you don't say, if not, not, we don't know. Maybe you want to marry her. And, either way. פרקטר, ואורך הלקת תאים את הלוואטה בספוסיים. You don't need a משפטי התנועים. Again. So the Ran and Gittin says that לפי רב מאיר, that you need משפטי התנועים, it's only בתנאי דלאבו. But neither leshovar you don't need mishpatei atnoi. But even so, you need a tnai kofful. Why you need a tnai kofful? Because if not, we don't know. Michlalav yata shemayin. But you know what a person wants. So Reb Chaim answered, even if I know what a person wants, but as a din to say yes, yes, not, not. And in the dorim is the din of Zosai. But tnai leshovar the Ran says in Gittin, oh, stop, let me chaser Rebel Chonon. And Tnai Lesheovar, the Ran says, there is no din of Mishpatei Atnoi. And if there's no din of Mishpatei Atnoi in Tnai Lesheovar, why you need a Tnai Kofful? The Teret says, Zog the Ran, because I don't know what the person wants. So state in the Ran, why you need a Tnai Kofful? Because you don't know what the person wants. Not because it's a din to make a double tzach. The reason you need a, you don't mean mishpatat, you need a tnai kofful to feed the Rav Meir is because if you don't make a tnai kofful, we don't know what the person wanted. Maskimas, they stayed in the Ran. Rav Chaim came and said, no, avada we know. We didn't, you have to say yes and no, so even if we know, you didn't say it. But the Ran says, all of the dinim is lehabo. But the Sha'ovar is bichlal no dinim how to make a tnai. She said, why you have to have a tnai kofful? Because if not, we don't know what he wants. Frekt Rebel Chonon. Aber as hey, so the Firat Meir, we don't know what a person wants, right? So why in our Mishnah it's not a neder? So why in the Mishnah it's not a neder the Firat Meir? Because we don't know what he wants. Because we don't know what he wants. And b'meile the Firat Meir, val bichlal lav iat hashemayin, we don't know what he wants. So in the Mishnah also we don't know what he wants. And Rabbi Yudah holds that we know what he wants. So in the Mishnah it's good. These are the two pshatim of the sugya, and I want to be mimi the two pshatim, and of them we're boyos. So the first mahalach is we know what the person wants. If he says, "Listen, if you give me $100 mikudesh, this means, and if not, not, I don't have to speak it out. It's clear." So the whole mishpat atnoim is because there's a din to speak out levata besfasayim, and the tzushtu to our sugya. How do we know what he wants? But there's a din levata besfasayim ben adorim. So the gemara, if Rav Meir holds, it's not good by tnai. It's not called to talk. It's not called to talk in the dorim. The mishnah is Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah holds michlalav at hashemay hein. It's keilu he spoke out. We ask what is the raya? We are marich on it. This is mahalach aleph. Mahalach beis of Rebel Chonon gemara kepshuto. Rav Meir holds we don't know what the person wants. I'm a male ben adorim. If a person says lachulu, we don't know what the person wants. Zog de gemara. So our mishnah is the loike Rav Meir, because the fear of Meir, we don't know what the person wants. Aba she'enken the mishnah the fear of Yudah is very gishmak. So that part is very gishmak. If the second mahalach, we know what the person wants. Ali ben Rav Yudah. It's not a gzeres akosu. State in the Ran that it's not. State in the Ran and gittin that it's not. Look in the Ran inside. He says that it's not. He says it's not again that Naim Negev Leiruven. So the Gemara doesn't bring the right Gemara. You're right. It's a Shein Ha'or. The Gemara didn't have to bring down this Mishnah. She will be better off bringing the Mishnah that the Ran brings down and getting them both. You're right. So I want to have clue before we start to make Cheshbonos that there's two simple ways in the Gemara. The Reb Chaim's way is gishmak belomdes, that avada we know it's not a noise of what the person thinks. The noise is if it's called b'chlal avata shemeya ein, or yet a shemeya. Ben adorim you need shemeya for mitas v'saim, and it's tnai you need it because it's a din tnai kofful. And the male lefir Rabbi Yudah helps because it's a din tnai kofful, it's called kofful, and lefir Rabbi Meir, val you have to have it tnai kofful, and it's not called shemeya, so in adorim it will also not work, and we had our kashas. The second pshat Rebbe Chonon says, state in the Ran himself. And the Ran himself, that be'etzem we don't know what the person wants. So our mission is the loike Rav Meir because you don't know what the person wants. But if you're Rav Yudah, it's very gishmak. So if you mistake him, those two pshatim, Reb Nachum would say alamol, so the sheikh had his very gishmak. So the Ran learns with Pasha, you don't know what the person wants, right? And if you're Rabbi Yudah, you know what the person wants. So how many Rabbi Yudah, it's Kipshutah. The Rosh learned, like Reb Chaim, that Avada, we know what he wants. It's a shayla from Levata Besfosayim. So where you found in Rabbi Yudah that he holds Levata Besfosayim? The Rosh had to say, Nupshat, that Rabbi Yudah, the Poli Be'alma, and Rabbi Meir. This is the build-up of the sugi. The Ran Shitose in Gittin, that it's a Balabati Shemachleik, is if you know what the person wants or not. So the Mishnah is the Loki Rab Meir, but it's glad, like Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah holds, we know what the person wants. Again, the Kasha of Yad, we asked.
No,
but I don't know. Could work with Tzad Yad? Could work with Tzad Yad? Could work with Tzad Yad? You're right. Avad, Fidaran, could work with Tzad Yad? You're right. But the chiluk is, I want this chiluk. The lefi the Reb Chaim, we know what he wants. The noise if he spoke it out or not. Alibad Rameir is not called to speak, so it's not a neder. Alibad Rab Yudah, it's called to speak, it's called a neder. Velcha Rab Yudah, zog the Rosh Hashitosa, Rab Yudah the Baal, Mepoli Rab Meir. Lefi the Ran, Rab Meir Poshet holds, you don't know what a person wants. So Bemele in the Mishnah, it's not a neder. Masha'in gain, Rab Yudah holds, you know what he wants. Bemele, it is a neder. Must listen, Rab Yudah. Remember, this is the reason the Mishnah is chal, because we know what he wants. And you're right, it doesn't have to work mitzad loshen, it can work mitzad yad. This is the tzur of the shmaisa. And that is three things that we have to be mevara. One thing is, I understand b'kol ha'tirekula that we don't know what a person wants. I go over to Isha, I'm mekadesh you, I'm marrying you. She says, al menas that you give me $200. Now, we don't know, she didn't say it, if not, not. So we don't know if she meant an if not not, or she didn't mean an if not not. Rav Meir holds, she didn't mean if not not. I explained it yesterday, maybe by the Batish. She wants the chaparayim, $200, but she doesn't want to miss a marriage. So she doesn't want to, she says, I'm an ass, hopefully he will give it. I'm asking you, try to explain to me the Mishnah. One second, Akiva, the Moshe. If a person wants to give someone an incentive, he says, listen, if you learn a week like this, I'll give you a lot. Now he's planning to give it to his son anyways. So he doesn't tell him, if not, not. So if you be good, you'll come for the trip. Tell the kid, if you be quiet, we'll go outside in the afternoon to the park, yeah? You plan to take him anyways. So you don't say, if not, not. You can hear the tzad, I said, that it's not muchach. Pseida. Try to explain to me, Reb Nochem asked, how in the Mishnah you have a tzad that it's not muchach? Lachulin sho'icha lecho. No, what it means. What is not muchach in our Mishnah? Try to explain the Mishnah how it's not muchach that it means korban. No. This is tamne dorim. It's under the zach. How lachulin is have a tzad that it's not muchach that he wants to make a neder? Explain to me how you can be the difference. Lachulin shayicha lecho. No, what is the other tzad? Lachulin shayicha lecho. What it means? Not chulin what I will eat. What it is? Try to think. I want to explain. If we go with the second Malach of Rebel Chono, that Michlalabat Hashimeyahein means that Rav Meir holds, he needed tonight kofun. We don't know 100% that he meant the second tzad. And the Dorim, we don't know for sure that he meant the second tzad. This Rav Yudah holds, we know. A leichte Gemara, a glatte Gemara, everything goes glat. Frankly, Nochem, I understand in every Tznai, if he didn't say it, if not, not, maybe he says, I'm a Kaddish you, I want Mosheim Zuz, I'm the Nas, but he doesn't say, if not, not. So we don't hear Klor and if not, not. And when a person takes a piece of bread and he says, this will be Leichulim. What he means? What Gornish? No. I didn't say a person means Gornish. A person doesn't talk, stop. When a person comes to a lady, Ariat Mikudeshes Li, Al Menas Shetitni Li Marasayim Zuz. So we say like this, he wants to marry her, Al Menas, but if not, he's not saying that. I hear. But, so he's trying to get it, and if not, not. So he's not saying if not, not. But when a person says, this is Loi Chulin, what is Loi Chulin? I'm not saying that he's Stam saying. I said he's not saying, and if not, not. He says, I'm marrying you for getting money, but he's not saying if not, not. But what he's saying, this will be Lai Chulin. What does Lai Chulin mean? What? What is nasty? It's not saying that the guy didn't talk. You can explain that he doesn't. I said, I want the kid to come with me. I'm telling him, I'm planning to give him, you're going to the park. I'm planning to take him to the park. I'm not saying it if not, not. I'm planning to make Kaddish. I want more Sayim Zuz. I'm not saying it if not, not. But when a person says La Chulin, Loi Chulin, this will be Loi Chulin. There's only one pshat, that it's a korban.
Again.
What? No, 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 stand the door. I want to explain. Lefi Reb Chaim, we know what the person wants. But as a team to talk, it's keilu I spoke out the word korban, or it's not keilu I spoke out the word korban. This is the noise of the sugya. It's keilu I spoke out korban, or it's not keilu I spoke out korban. This is the noise of the sugya lefi Reb Chaim. This is the noise of the sugya lefi Reb Chaim. I spoke out the korban. I didn't speak out the korban. Again, lefi Reb Chaim, we know, but he has to talk. But now we're going lefi Reb Elchanan. We know what he wants. It's no din to talk. What does the Reb Meir hold? We don't know what he wants. Maybe he doesn't hold with lav lav. We don't know it. It's a balabatish esofek. Even when there's no mishpat at noim, Reb Elchanan brings down from the Ran and Gittin, you have to say a b'tnai kofur. And this is the pshat in our sugya. So the bishleim b'kolam b'koyim is, we understand what Reb Elchanan is saying. But to understand it in our sugya just doesn't make sense. It's no different pshat. No one is saying such pshat. Him, he's not fully saying. We said he doesn't mean it. If not, not.
Who says this? That's what he meant.
He said. I said again. You can have something else. No, it's no different pshat. We're not holding that snaz. I said you might didn't say it. Reb Chanan explains when a person didn't say kaful, so we don't know. Maybe he meant on both tzadim. Here is no both tzadim. There's no shaykes to both tzadim. What Reb Chanan meant? That when a person makes a tnai, he doesn't make a tnai kaful. He didn't mean the both tzadim. He means to marry her anyways. He wants to get the money. He's not doing a tnai, and if not, not. Doesn't he say that he's doing? But b'loy chulin, find him nochem. You can't have such a tzad.
So he wanted to
see if
he finish it.
And we don't say such things. We don't say maybe he wanted to jump. There's no shaykhis. We're not stam saying that we don't say. I'm explaining. I'm saying last time. Rebbe Chanan says that we're not saying that he meant to say if not, not. Here is no musik. It's not negated if not, not. It's very glad.
It's
not the Miftah Sosayim. It helps to say, yeah, Rebbe Chanan is not learning as a Miftah Sosayim. He doesn't hold both. This is the whole thing of Rebbe Chanan. Look inside. No, no, this is the one baya. The second baya is to learn that it's a balabatish and machleikis, that Rab Meir holds that we don't know what the person wants, and Rab Yudah holds that we know what the person wants. It's very doichak to learn like this the whole masechtis. Ari machleikis Rab Meir and Rab Yudah goes over shas, and every place you have to have a tnai kofu. And every time we'll say Rab Meir holds we don't know, and Rab Yudah holds we know, it's not mistabel. If it's a din shimeya, it's along the shemachleikis. We know what he wants. The shalif, the indirect talking is called the talk, it's not called the talk. Makes sense. But the main kasha in Reb Elchanan is to get to the second part there in the sugya. Let me listen a minute the two pshatim, and we'll learn a piece of Ran. Dibur Amasri Detnan Reb Meir Oimer. And beginning of the sugya, Mamish, the beginning of the Gemara. בפרק ראימה בקידוש ואף על גב דאמרים הם בשבוע סעידוס דחילסת לרמי מכלליו הנמילה בממוינה באיסור האיסלה ועסיק נעוסם דסויטו ואידוס לסדה משום דאה ואיסור את האיס בממוינה ודור נעם בממוינה ודאיס בו חפצה דמיצרלה. Let me explain the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Shavuos, סתם Mishnah Rav Meir, that if a person tells his friend, Hashem will not bench you. He doesn't say Hashem will curse you. Hashem will not bench you. Well, it's a klal or not? Hashem, zog the Gemara, it's a klal. For the Gemara, why? Bichlala, but Hashem will not bench you. So it means he's mekalel. No, that is not a klal. Not bench is not a klal. It's not a klal. Klola is bad, not good, it's not called a klola. Learn Shmuz. Not good is not called a klala. It could be, no, I'll explain nafkamina. If a person will tell someone you will not have kids, so you have to come to Michlalav? No, das alein could be not to have kids, could be das alein is a klala. But Hashem will not bench you, it's not called a klala. Zog di gemara, why it's a klala? Hashem will not bench you means. Frag di gemara, but Rab Meir doesn't offer Michlalav at Hashem ein. So gemara, hana mila be mamoine, be yisure yisle. There is Isurim. For Isurim, you hold Michlalav at Hashem ein. Rab Meir is bnei God, bnei Reuven, they want to get a property. It's no get to mominus. Aber bei Isurim, Rab Meir is maskim. This is the Gemara in Shavuos. Frag der Ran, if Rab Meir is maskim bei Isurim, Nedorim is also Isurim. Nedorim is also Isurim. Nedorim is also Isurim. I'm saying over the Ran. What's the crash of the Ran? Zog deran lechuren nedorim is also isurim. Zog deran a teretz. What is the teretz? Rab Meir is moide b'momoine de is be isur de is b'momoine. So did the Gemara speaks about Soito. The Gemara speaks about Soito and Eidus that's negiah to Mominus, and here also it's negiah to Mominus. What is the pshat? Rab Meir doesn't offer michla lavat Hashem ein, but legabi isurim he holds. Explain to you what is the pshat. We go back to the Gemara in Shavuos. Find the Gemara. Rab Meir holds michla lav iat Hashem ein. So why the klola? Isurim Rab Meir is masking. Mominus is not masking. What is the hesbo? What is the difference? It's mevur in the Rosh, and we'll see in a second the Rosh inside. The Rosh, look in the Rosh in Simen Yud. The Rosh says, Oymer Rabbi Nutav, the Nedorim Yisur de Yisim Amoynu, Kevan Shoymer Oicha Lecho O Enem Imcho. While he's speaking to his friend, it's called Yisur de Yisim Amoyne. I will not eat your food, you will not eat my food. This is called Mamoyne. Why it's called Mamoyne? Oyne Shloymer, Kevan the Amma Ben Nedorim Hoylech Achar Loshu Bnei Odom, Din Momen Yisluh. The Rosh in the Pesukim, not in the side. The Rosh in the back, in the Pesukim, Simen Yud. Two terutzim. One terutz is, while he's talking about the food, I will not eat by you, I will yes eat by you, it's Mamoine. Inami, ben adorim oilech achar loshu bnei odom, it's Mamoine. What is the pshat? The pshat is azeh. The pshat is azeh. The pshat is, people know the moshul and mominus when you write a contract in between two people. You have to speak clear. If it's not there, it's not there. In between two people, you have to speak clear. So while in between two people, you have to speak clear. So there, we don't say michlalav at Hashem ein. If in a dorim moilech achar loshu bnei odom, it's not called that you spoke clear. I want to ask you. I don't understand. We know what the person wants, or we don't know what the person wants.
You know what you want.
If we don't know what the person wants, like Rebbe Elchanan, so any surim we know? Think slowly. Rebbe Elchanan learns we don't know what the person wants. Maybe I will start back up. If we know what the person wants, then it's mamish gishmak. Avada, we know what the person wants. Now, as rules, any surim you could speak in a zal level. In mominess, you have to speak in a clearer level. So lefi Reb Chaim, it's very gishmak. We know the whole time when a person says a tnai, even if he doesn't say a tnai kofel, we know clearly what the person wants. It's clear what the person wants. He wants the money, and if not, he doesn't want to marry her. It's clear. But we tell him, in mominess, speak out. And in surim, you don't have to speak out. Zog the Rosh, and the dorim hoylech achav ne'odom, so it gets the rules of mominess. The first teretz, while I'm speaking on mominess, I will eat by you, or you will eat by me, also has a din of mominess. The Ran by us is a third lashon. Val nedorim misar chefze, it's called mominess. What do you mean misar chefze? What if you ask for your body? Also, it's good. Every neder is called mominess. You want to say no? Only if he asks chafotzim. We'll see. The Ran of the Zion says every neder is called chefze. Every neder is called chefze. Why it's called mominess? I will not use my hand. The Teretz is, it's levels of words. In mominess, when you talk about chafotzim, you have to speak clear. When you speak about isurim, you can speak leichter. Frank de Veld, if you understand, we're going back to the Shaila. What is Michal Avet HaShemeya? If we know what he wants, no, it's Shemeya. So, legabi isurim, it's enough. Legabi mominess, you need a starker level. But if you mistook what a person wants, so legabi isurim, it's called that he was oyver shvu ashav, and legabi mominus is not called. Why? And I'm explaining it's not mominus a deal in between two people. He's dealing with himself. I will not eat your food. It's not the other person has to know. It's called mominus because I spoke about your food and you spoke about my food. Lashon Arosh, and the taste is here. Koinem shloyene michafotzecho, sha'ato loytene mishali. It's not because it's in between two people. If it be in between two people, you'll be right. So what is the lomdus? Let me get into the lomdus though. So what shteido be lomdus? Shteido yesoy. A zaitike yesoy, the rana, the zaitike kasha and the sugya. Frek the rana and the kush and the sugya. The gemore in shvuas, daf lamed vov says, that be shvua, Hashem lo yivorechecho, kol lo yivorechecho. The gemore says, it's osur, yiloike, yichayev mise. Alib the rab meir, yichayev mise. Why yichayev mise, alib the rab meir? מכאן חבר בשם, צריך להלב את השם מהאל. אז כמו, אסתיר אל רב מאיר, ואיסור אל רב מאיר is masking, אם המאיר is not masking. פרד ראשון עם I by us, פרד ראשון עם it's also called ממאיר. We have to understand why. Well, we have to understand why it's called, because you're speaking about the mominess. I will take it to a bigger level. And after Zion, the Gemara says, what would be if I will make a shvua that I will not eat by you? It's called Isurim or mominess. I spoke about your mominess. Shvua, I'm not going into your house. Rav Meir is moide or not? It's called Isurim or it's called Momoine? I'm speaking about the Chefetz. But I also said, Koinom, I will not eat by you. So Gderan, it's called Chefetz. Shvua, that I will not eat by you. The Gemara says, the Shvua is Chal Alim and Rav Meir. Even with Michla Alav at Hashemayim. Frek Gderan and the Zayin, Maishno min the Dorim, says the Dorim is a Chefetz. Here it's not a Chefetz, it's a Gavre. So again, the gabi, the mominess is the same thing. I'm not planning to eat your bread. Now, talam the shazach. If it's on the chefze of the mominess, has a din momoine. If it has a chefze of isura, it's a din isura. The shaila is if we understand what the person wants, what we're saying, lomdes. The teretz is, avada, we're going like Reb Chaim. That avada, we know what the person wants. Nor is a din levata bisfosayim. And adorim. And in tnoim is a din to make tnai koful. Rav Meir oz michlalav, iyato shemeyayin. We know what he wants, but he didn't speak it out. And Rav Meir, Rav Yudah oz, ato shemeyayin. Frank de Gemara, so why b'shvu Rav Meir is moide? Legabi isurim, that level of shemeyah is enough. I can explain. Aval, when a person says, loy korban, it means chulin. If you say, you're not allowed to go there, it means us, right? You're not allowed to go there. It's also, no. I said, you're not allowed to. I didn't say, you're not yes. But this means no. Now the shayla is, how stark is the Shemeya? What's strong? How stark is the level of the Shemeya? What is the level of the Shemeya? What is the level of the Shemeya? Be Yisurim, this level is enough. Be Mamoines, it's not enough. Again, it's a lama shon. The dogim is also bitis v'sayim. The gemara there is also shvu. This is mamoine. It's chal on the mamoines. Again, it doesn't make a difference. It's because we know what he wants. Legabe isurim, the gemara says in shvuas, it's enough considered that he spoke. Bichlalav et hashemayim. Legabe isurim, it's a level of. We know what he wants. Legabe isurim, it's called talking. Legabe mamoines, it's not called talking. As they say, Frank the Gemara, so what is the whole sugya? So the Gemara, Nedorim, it's called Mominess. So the Meli, you need to have a starker and miftas for saim. So that's alone is a whole sugya be'etzem mitzad atzma. That be'etzem, when you're learning the sugya here, we say is a din chal, you have to talk. And the Gemara in Shavuah says that in Yisurim you don't have to talk. So the Gemara, why you have to talk here? Because it's mamonis. So the din levada b'sfusayim here, because it's mamonis. So now, Barazay, I want to be maimi the shailas, and now we'll have, where we come into the new derech. Till now, we have two drochim with kashas, and I want to explain. The first derech that we have, and this is the derech that Rebbe Elchanan was mekabel from Reb Chaim, that is no shaila what the person means. It's not a noise be'umden of a person. Cholila v'chas. If a person says, Arab mekudesh marasayim zuz, and it means, and if you don't give it be back, if you don't give it marasayim zuz, you're not married. Arelcha esroig amenash etachzir enoli, and if you're not giving it back, I don't mean to give it to you. And thus the glatkeit, b'kola terikula, we know what the person wants. No vos. As a din mishpate atnoim, you have to say yes, yes, and if not, not. This is the tzichzuchay, the tachzizayim atnai. This is the way. Is a miftas for sign. You have to speak out both sides. So Rabbi Yudah holds b'chalavat hashumayin. If you said one, it's kiru you spoke out both. And Rabbi Meir holds it's not considered you spoke out both. So in the dorim we know what you want, but it's not called levata this for sign. This was Reb Chaim's ma'alach. So why avada we know what a person wants? The nether is not chal because b'chalav iato shumayin. And on that we had two main kashas. First mit yodes. Avu state in Rabbi Yudet Michlal Lavat Hashemeh Ahein. Maybe Michlal doesn't hold from the parsha, and the main kasha is Rabbi Chanan said, but it's wrong. The Ran and Gittin state, even when there's no mishpat at noim, you need a tnai kofel because we don't know what the person wants. These were the kashas on the first malach. So the Ran, Rabbi Chanan shlugged it from the Ran and Gittin, and the Ran and Gittin state, and the Ran and Gittin state that even when there's no mishpat at noim, you need a tnai kofel. Reb Chaim's pshat is not a pshat. Came Reb Elchanan and said, Balabatish! Reb Meir holds we don't know what a person wants. Reb Yudah holds we know what a person wants. So the neder is nishke neder, the tnai is nishke tnai. Even when you don't need mishpate atnoim, Reb Yudah holds you know what he wants. The mail at the tnai is a tnai, and the neder is a neder. Midin yad, midin neder, it works. This is glad. And that we have now three shtarke kashas. One kasha is, if this is the pshat, we said in our Mishnah there's no tzad not to know what he wants. Lachulin, there's no tzad that he doesn't want korban. There's no tzad that he doesn't want korban. He for sure wants korban. I didn't understand what I'm trying to answer. By us, it's for sure that he wants korban. Aleph. Then we said, well, this is the machlekes, we call it the rekula, not mistaba. And the main kasha we asked, הרי it's מוכח in the run ומחלק in Yisurim and Mamanes that לכול העלמה we know what he wants. The Shaila, what is the level of the Shemeah? The Shaila is, what is the level of the Shemeah? How stark is called Shemeah? ולי Yisurim is called Shemeah, לגבי Mamanes is not called Shemeah. This is the only way we explained the source of the Shmaisa. But if you have we say that the noise is, we don't know what he wants. We don't know what a person wants. So if we don't know what a person wants, Mali Yisurim, Mali Mamanes, there's no difference. So here is the Avoida to find a Numa Halach in the Sugya. Here is the Avoida to come to a Numa Halach in the Sugya. And I want to Mechadid the Dvorim. The Mechadid the Dvorim, when we look for the Numa Halach in the Sugya. Mitzad echot, we had a Leshitosoi, and we want to stay with the Leshitosoi. We have a beautiful Leshitosoi Ran in Rosh in the Sugya. Where is the Rabbi Yudah? The Ran says is the famous Rabbi Yudah that is Cholek and Rab Meir that holds that you don't need Mishpate Atnoim, so you see that he doesn't need a Tnai Kofel. And the Rosh says, no, from there you don't know nothing. You know that you don't need Mishpate Atnoim. How you know that Bichlal Lavat Hashemeh Ahein? It's the Rabbi Yudah that every time when it's Rab Meir, Rabbi Yudah is the Cholek. So if the time of the Mishnah holds Bichlal Lavat Hashemeh Ahein, Mistom it's Rabbi Yudah. But there's no Rabbi Yudah in the world. The Fir Rebbe Elchanan was very gishmak. The Fir Ran is Balabatish. Rab Meir holds we know. Rabbi Yudah holds you don't know. So Rab Meir, Muchach that you don't know. Rabbi Yudah holds you don't need a Tnai. Muchach that you know. The Rosh learns like Reb Chaim. That Avada we know. Shaila if it's a din, if it's considered Shemeah or not. So Rabbi Meir holds it's not a Shemeah. But Rabbi Yudah, how you know that he holds that it's a Shemeah? Maybe he holds it's no Mishpat Atnoim. So the Rosh had to say a Shtikul Teir. So we have that l'shitosoi that is emes lamito. That l'shitosoi is emes lamito. Mitzad sheini, we said, but this pshat is not emes. This pshat is not emes. Rebbe Elchanan's pshat is not emes. That is a balabatish shaila what a person means. In our Mishnah, we know what he means. That this the machlekes is b'kol hashas. That's not mashma. Chiluk isurim amamayna. It's not mashma. Mashma the levadim. We know what he wants. And the shaila is a din levadim is b'saim. It's a din levadim is b'saim. And this is the tzushel to nedorim. That he have to speak out the neder. But the shaila is Rebbe Elchanan is right. He has a ran and gittin. The Ran and Gittin state that even when there's no Mishpate at Noim, you have to have a Tnai Kofel. So we have two Drochim. Every Derech has his Kashas. We have to find here a new Derech. So I want just the Piseach that you can work yourself. How you look for a new Derech in the Suya? I just want to say that Choler. Two things to Ois Cheshman, you'll get Alamo. First, Reb Chaim is right. It's Alef Stama Yesod. And Ben, I think Misvori is right. Nichalav at Oshim Me'ayin, or Yeh at Oshim Me'ayin. This is the noise of the Sugya. You know what? Nichalav at Oshim Me'ayin, or Yeh at Oshim Me'ayin. Mitzad Sheini, we have the Ran. We have the Ran and Gittin that says Klor, that even when there's no Mishpate at Noim, you need to have a Tnai Kofel. Why? But if we know what a person wants, why you need a Tnai Kofel? There you have to find the answer. There is the Pesach. Rebbe Elchanan built the Reb Chaim, and we said, Nishmak, the whole Rosh is Mukhalek Reb Chaim. Abba Avoski Meton, Ran and Gittin, so he built the Ran a different Shita. We said, you can't say like the Loki Reb Chaim. Although he has a Ran. So Be'etzem, Oleinu Le'yashev, to Pesach the Pesach. Aleinu le'yashev, where we have an answer on the Ran and Gittin. How we could answer the Ran and Gittin? And again, we have to know, in the minute that we will learn like Reb Chaim, we have a kasha, what is the Rai for Reb Yudah? So the disciples said a very derech di gipshat. We don't want to go with the derech di gipshat. This is the avoida here, to boyois the sugya. So again, Techaza the first derech, Techaza the second derech, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll come to the real derech.